Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Art Shop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hey, my name is Wade.
Hi, Wade. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. We got the flyer that Art Shop appears to be. We're in Kingston, New York.
Okay. I've
been waiting for a while.
Yes.
You guys are up and running.
Absolutely. I can definitely check that out. Can I also have your last name, please?
Strange, Strange.
Perfect. And a good callback number in the event that we do get disconnected, please?
Sure. 201-214-4742.
Perfect. All right. So we're looking to set up service. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. What is your service address, please?
90 South Manor Ave.
Is that M-A-N-O-R or M-A-N-N-E-R?
Yep, yep.
Okay, O-R.
M-A-N-O-R, yep.
Okay, and that's in Kingston, so 12401.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and verify.
Are you guys operational
that.
Here now?
We are in some parts of the Kingston, so if you did get a flyer, typically that does mean that we will have service either very soon or already have it available. So let's go ahead and take a look.
Amazing.
I'm not seeing... Oh, South Manor. There we go. Got it.
Yeah.
We are ready to set you up for service.
Oh, my gosh. That's very exciting. Yeah, okay, cool.
All right, great. So I'm going to ask you a few questions. We're going to go through this. It does show that we are not going to be able to set up the appointment until July 31st. That's the in-service date for that address because we still have construction that's going on in that area. So
yeah,
sometimes it might be a little bit sooner, but we are able to at least set it up and get you started.
Fine.
And what will happen is as we get closer to the end of July, we'll be contacting you to go ahead and schedule the appointment.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Now, is this location a home or a business?
Home.
Okay, perfect. And were you aware of which package that you wanted?
Sorry, is there a difference for, I work from home, but it's not a business. Is there like a difference in service if we got like a business account? What's the difference between the two?
There is. So like typically, for example, like a business who operates like a full-time business, it's one thing if you like have like work from home where you just like send emails or answer calls, it's one thing. But if you have like a full retail business or a different kind of business of any sort, maybe the business might be a little bit better for you because it would be able to handle more at that point.
What's the cost difference?
I'm not 100% familiar with it because of the fact that I do only handle the residential aspect. I can definitely provide the business department with your information if you are more interested in having the business one.
No, I mean, I think this is going to be so much better than what we have for Time Warner, and that's been... You know, fine.
Absolutely.
And maybe if I get it, and I don't know, we can. Is it a big deal to switch it to business later on, or same equipment? Or?
So, I mean, I'm not 100% sure on the business aspect. It most likely would be similar equipment, but typically with businesses, I mean, it's depending on whether or not you're running registers, if you're having multiple phone calls coming in, if you're operating like large business things such as like emails, transactions, managing multiple employees, you know, there's a difference in the business aspect of it.
Okay, cool. Let's stick with home for now, and then we'll see about that later.
Okay, absolutely. And if you want, I could also take down your information and have the business department give you a call, just kind of go over what the business aspects are, and you could also make your decision that way as well if you decide to switch over to the business one.
Sure. I think it's, like, pretty unlikely, but...
Okay, no worries. We'll continue with the residential. Because, I mean, if it's primarily where you're, like, gaming or you're streaming movies and stuff like that, doing more residential things rather than business, I mean, the residential would definitely be the better bet.
Fine.
Okay. Cool. And did you know if you wanted the 1 gig or the 2 gig?
Probably 2 gig at least. I have already like a pretty serious like networking setup.
Okay.
So I don't think I need any equipment. So I'm hoping it's just like, you know, just I don't know, some kind of modem from you guys or something. I don't know.
So we do recommend. So we do recommend that you use our router. The only reason that we say that is because it's specifically outfitted for the fiber internet. Not every device is compatible, unfortunately. So what we can do is, it's also included in your price. So it's not like you're paying $10 a month for a router, like a lot of other cable companies do. All the equipment and everything that is encompassed in your price is that fixed price every month.
Got it. I already have fiber running all throughout the house. I have a Ubiquiti Dream Machine is my router and like tons and tons of Ubiquiti stuff.
Okay.
So I don't think there's any going to be any problem plugging in. But I definitely don't need a router from you guys.
Okay, so you definitely don't need a router. Just so that you are aware, if you do use your own equipment, we would not have the ability to troubleshoot if you did run into any issues.
That's okay. Okay. I mean, you know, once it's going, I think it'll be fine. They're coming to install it, so should be good.
That's understandable. Okay. And did you want to add any phone service?
No. Oh, that's okay.
Okay, perfect. So we're doing the 2 gig. You stated that you absolutely want to use your own equipment. That's fine. And then no phone service, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. All right. And so we're at 90 South Manor Ave. Do you own or rent the property?
Own.
Thank you. And is your billing address different than your service address? No. Okay. Just want to make sure that I got that correct.
No.
All right. And it is Wade, W-A-D-E?
Yes.
Perfect. Last name, S-T-R-A-N-G, right?
Yeah.
All right. What is a good email address for us to sign you up with?
So it's going to be Wade Strange, so my first and last name, at mac.com, M-A-C.com, like Macintosh computers.
Okay. Perfect. And the primary phone number that you want on the account, is that the 201 number you provided me?
201-214-4742.
Perfect. Did you want to add a secondary number to the account?
Yeah, actually, let's add my partner. I'm just making sure. So you can add 646-831-5366.
Perfect. Thank you. And how may we contact you? Phone, email, or text?
Text is great.
Text? Okay, perfect. And for text, for the opt-in at text at Archtop Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information such as your install appointments, updates about the order status, and your billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you, we only use this method for account-specific updates. We don't send any advertisements to your cell phone unless you authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Just so you're aware, message and data rates may apply depending on your carrier. Is that okay?
That's great, yeah.
Perfect. I do appreciate that. Okay. And as part of our order process, what we do need to do would be to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This would not affect your credit score. It is a soft inquiry, not a hard inquiry. And we will need just a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you are required to pay a minimum deposit prior to installation.
You got it.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay, so let me go ahead and get this set up so that I can ask you for your information in just a moment. And I do apologize if you hear any moments of silence. I'm just trying to.
Oh, no, it's okay.
I appreciate it.
So I just confirmed that our router does have a 10 gigabit fiber.
Perfect.
Port on it. So should be okay.
That is absolutely perfect.
To the 8 gigabyte package. Which is nuts.
Do you mind if I place you on a brief 2 to 3 minute hold while I go ahead and pull up the credit check? I'm sorry, it's just giving me a little bit of an issue.
Nope, take your time.
I do appreciate it. I'll be right back.